This is a very unique event. It's happened before, but it's still as unique, where initiation and wedding are taking place at the same time. Sandwiched in between Sankalpa ceremony. Preceded by 64 rounds. Very fitting, the 64 rounds preceding and the chanting of Sri Brahma Samhita for invoking auspiciousness. With fruitive activities, including marriages, it's a fruitive activity. One should consider the auspicious occasion, the timing, astrological timing, and so many details, you know, certain color flags on the different corners. In a yagya arena that's been plowed behind an oxen to make the earth fresh. No children running about here and there. Our Vaishnava rituals, Vaishnava tantras, give similar considerations. However, the primary invoking of auspiciousness is the chanting of the holy name. Because in this age, the explanation is, in this age, the inclination for persons to take up all of those difficult procedures, or a qualified brahmana to lead all the detailed procedures, and the purity of ingredients, and the flawless pronunciation of the mantras, and so forth and so on, in this age is not accessible. The gesture may be religious, but attaining the real intent of sacrifice is not achievable except through the chanting of the holy name. In our Chicago temple, right across the street from the Chicago temple is a big church, Catholic, Roman Catholic church. It takes up almost the whole block. I mean, one side to the other side and all around, it's huge. Padre Narayan Prabhu was sharing with me that when he became the GBC in Chicago, he thought it was a good gesture to meet the head priest of that big Roman Catholic church across the street. So he went and met the man. There's a rectory, a place where the minister lives. So the minister was giving him a tour of the church. Beautiful Gothic ceilings, beautiful stained glass windows, and very, very nice. And Padre Narayan made a comment to him that the aisle from the back where you walk into the church and all the way down to where the minister sits, it's a long distance. He said it was designed that way. It was designed that way so that when we would have weddings, as the husband, the bride and the groom would be walking down the aisle, they could still change their mind. And he laughed. But he said, but that was actually the intent. Because we could have done different shape because we had the whole block. Prabhupada liked referring to the verses from the Bhagavatam, just like Komara Acharat Pragyo, Dharman Bhagavatam Iha, and describe the etymology of Bhagavatam Iha. It means in relation to Dharman, Bhagavat Dharma, Bhagavat means in relation to Bhagavan. But it also means from Bhagavan. It leads to Bhagavan, but it's also from Bhagavan, not something that's this Dharma, that Dharma. And people invest value in this Dharma and that Dharma and miss the boat, because real Dharma is given by the personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, and thus in the ablative it becomes Bhagavat, derived from Bhagavan. So that's what we're doing today, although it's a nice rich blend of 64 rounds and kirtan and initiation and marriage sandwiched in with sankalpa. It's all centered around the holy name, because the Bhagavat Dharma in very simple language is what Prahlad Maharaj describes in to his father. What's the most wonderful thing that you've learned? I haven't really learned anything wonderful in school, Father, but I can tell you something wonderful. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Marchanam, Bandhanam. What? Where did you hear this? But this is Bhagavad Dharma, these nine processes of bhakti, where Krishna is at the center. And by this means, that means, the other means, it's Krishna is at the center. And they all begin with hearing and chanting. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. And our spiritual lives begin with hearing and chanting. In thinking, in anticipation of this wedding, I was thinking a number of thoughts. I was thinking, how many persons all over the world get married and don't have a clue what it's all about, what the Bhagavad Dharma dimension of marriage is? Not a clue. Just this morning, I was hearing Prabhupada describing persons who take a guru as a fashion. Same, initiation. Oh, I have a guru, he can make gold. Let me take you to meet him and you can become his disciple too. Without having any standard of what does it mean to be guru. Some mystic city, or maybe even not mystic city, just some sleight of hand artistry. And they have a piece of gold sitting in their palm of their hand. Oh, he must be my guru. And I've got a guru as a fashion. Without having an understanding, how unfortunate it is to accept initiation, or accept I have a guru, or become married and not have a clue. How unfortunate. Or the other way, how fortunate. How fortunate. Bhagyavan jeev. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Bija. The Bija, or the seed of bhakti, is just like when you have a bag of seeds. Here we are at a farm, so buy a bag of seeds from probably the only place you can buy them from these days, Monsanto. Buy a bag of seeds. And They'll just sit in the bag until you do certain things. Some moisture, some earth. Earth to give the nourishment and water to open them from their dormant state. So bhakti is also dormant. And by the process of shravanam, kirtanam, bhagavat, by coming in contact with bhagavat, dharma, hearing and chanting, that seed begins to awaken. Bhakti lata bija. By the mercy of both Krishna and representatives of Krishna, then one can start to have a sense of what it means to have a spiritual master, what it means to have a marriage in which Krishna is the center. Otherwise, the theory is interesting, but what is the shape of that factually? It becomes, well, by default, it's just, using Prabhupada's language, polished animal life, without any real understanding of what it means. Krishna's at the center. Krishna's at the center of myself, my spouse, our family, our friends, and so forth, extended the circle of what worldly life is, or passing through the stages of life. Both Diksha and Vivaha, they're sangskaras that are part of the primary 12 primary sangskaras for a soul passing through. Sangskaras indicates an impression, just as Prema Tarangani was saying earlier about these sankalpas. Sangskaras are meant, in fact the word means, to make an impression. Ultimately, if it's Bhagavad Dharma, it makes an impression upon the soul. And in other forms, the sangskara is an impression at least upon the mind or upon the heart, where the vows that one is making at the time of a wedding or at the time of initiation, they're not cursory, they're not superficial, not just because, you know, one's of good character, but that certainly is necessary for vows to be upheld. But they genuinely, factually make an impression. And they're at times when there's a juncture in life, without detailing it too much, but before conception and then conception, there's a juncture. Or while still within the womb, before leaving the womb, or when leaving the womb and then taking other than the nourishment from the mother by taking grains from outside the mother, and so on, each step where there's a transition before, like we were using this language, the limen, the threshold between one place and another place. Sangskaras are at those juncture points, and at those juncture points you're letting go of one thing and accepting another thing, and in that process saying yes to Krishna. That's Bhagavat Dharma, what the sangskara is meant for. Without training, it will not happen. And with training, even with training, it's a challenge. Fortunately, both candidates here for initiation and soon to be officially married have had that opportunity of good training, sitting at their right shoulder and their left shoulders through the time they first came in contact with Bhagavad Dharma, having careful guidance in that process. Such a valuable, you can again say the same thing. What a misfortune if it's not there. What a valuable resource that it's there. And it's not that valuable resource becomes at some point in time dismissed. Like we were discussing Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's description of the unfolding of the creeper of bhakti. It's not that the prior stage is given up and the subsequent stage becomes prominent only. as with something that's material, but something that's spiritual. It continues. That which was in the previous stage continues into the next stage, and then in the next stage it just becomes, it takes on a more matured form by the grace of Krishna and the grace of the spiritual master, those representing Krishna. From the inside, what's required is some willingness or an inquisitiveness for Shreya Uttama, Jigyasu Shreya Uttama. One who is inquisitive about the ultimate benefit of the soul, then this process of taking shelter of a spiritual master, the process of dedicating one's life in marriage unto the service of this, unto the service of Krishna, then initiation is meaningful and required. Shabde parej nishnatam brahmani upashamashrayam. In the mood of humility, you've heard a number of times in the course of this weekend, as you heard before this weekend, we'll hear after this weekend, the important role of humility, indicating that in this world the absence of humility is very strong, or pride is very prominent, and pride destroys good qualities, starting with submission, recognizing my incompleteness and the need for gathering wisdom, strength, knowledge, Krishna's shelter through this process of submission. So when there's proper humility in the heart, then one can receive. One wants to receive and will continue to receive, going further and further on the path of spiritual life. Initiation means beginning. When we initiate something, it means you begin something. So the initiation is the formal acceptance by disciplic succession. And what a wonderful disciplic succession we have to be accepted by. Formal acceptance by disciplic succession, formal submission unto the disciplic succession. So it's a relationship. Forming the relationship. All the previous activities are preparing oneself for that establishing of that relationship. Now, the beginning of that relationship. And it's meant to be continued and nurtured further by ongoing submission and ongoing training. Because we require that. The very beautiful purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita where this is discussed, that is, Mahaprabhu is teaching that the holy name of Krishna alone is sufficient. One who simply chants the holy name of Krishna alone, one does not, that alone is sufficient, one doesn't require anything. And he starts listing some of the anythings that are not also required. Just like prior to performing a Vedic yajna, there's so many things, not only the gathering of the ingredients, but so many things are required to prepare for the auspicious yajna. Purvascharya vidhi, in the process of any spiritual activity, those things that are done prior to that spiritual activity to create the auspiciousness so that it works, it becomes effective. The holy name is independent, because the holy name is Krishna, who is independent. Chanting of the holy name is not dependent upon anything, before, during, or after. Just give undivided attention to the holy name. But our japa retreat has shown us, should have shown us, that all good instruction, all good intention, still it doesn't happen to our full satisfaction. So we require assistance. And Prabhupada, in a very long and very rich and wonderful purport, he quotes Bhaktivinoda Thakur, explaining that we do require assistance. It's not that the holy name, Krishna doesn't need anything, but we do. And we need this careful guidance. The path back to Godhead is wonderful, but the path back to Godhead we can take wrong steps. And gee, look at history. How many persons were initiated by Srila Prabhupada or subsequently, and how many are still practicing Krishna consciousness with the same vitality the day that they were initiated? Says something statistically. So we need all the help we can get, and we want the right kind of help, and taking that help so that one can continue further in life as initiated devotees and as husband and wife, we require guidance. So I know that both of you know all these things. But many people know the right things when they take initiation, and something happens after some time. That which they know and becomes that which they knew becomes that which they have forgotten and left aside. So, no harm to express it explicitly. A lot of, as I know in part, and those who have been training you know in full, the hundreds of hours and energy spent to bring you to the stage. Yes? Let that continue. Of course, your mature lives as householders demands a certain amount of independent thoughtfulness and independent action, but independent action not without regard or with disregard for those who have helped bring you to this stage. It's part of samskara, part of the stages of life. A further independence of the child in each stage, or the soul transmigrating or moving through one stage of life to another, still that very special regard and respect and sense of gratitude, and receiving wisdom and Krishna's mercy through those personalities. Please carefully continue like that. Fitting with our japa retreat is this, that having Harinam Diksha, the stages of bhakti, opening further stages of bhakti will be available, provided the offenses against the chanting of the holy name are carefully avoided, starting with offending the devotees of the Lord, Vaishnava Aparad. One should carefully try to serve the devotees very sincerely and humbly, and very carefully avoid offending the devotees of the Lord. It doesn't mean the non-devotees, it's open season. He's a devotee, but that other one is not, so I can let out my inhibitions. But specifically, because the devotees are very dear to the Lord, one should be very, very careful with offending the devotees of the Lord. And we can go through the 10 offenses, which we recite each day, but very carefully one should guard against these things. Neglecting the instructions of the spiritual master, considering the Vedic literature, and literature pursuant to the Vedic version in some mundane way, minimizing their authority, or considering the glories of chanting of the holy name to be exaggeration, making some interpretation of the holy name, sinning on the strength of the holy name, most abominable of all the offenses. Maintaining material attachments, there's a big one. Not having complete faith in the holy name, but maintaining material attachments in spite of understanding so many instructions in the matter. So these are to be avoided. And the ongoing progress of spiritual life is how carefully we avoid these offenses. Then the path, by carefully guarding against them, the path becomes open and Krishna consciousness becomes successful. So I don't know how we're going to do this with, they got to walk together, they're tied together, right? What to do? Can we make a nice wide path for them to walk over to the Prabhupada's Vyasa San and pay their obeisances?
Neck beads.
Oh, neck beads. Okay. Where are the neck beads? Make your way to the Vyasa San together. Come on back over here. It's nice you're learning how to do things together. Very good. Basis. Be pretty embarrassing if you didn't. Come forward. Okay. Guess which one is his and which one is hers. This one is his and this one is hers. Right? Okay. Okay. Your initiation vows, look at theirs for Radha Damodar. They're listening. And Srila Prabhupada is listening. And all the Vaishnavas are listening, making vows. Make your other vows already? Do they make the other vows already?
No.
Coming up, okay.
Some of the ones have been done.
Okay. On these bija, you'll chant how many rounds each day?
16 rounds.
Okay. And the rules that you follow?
No meditation, no intoxication, no resistance, and no gambling.
Okay. And the teachings of Srila Prabhupada will be the guiding light of your life, the rest of your life. Yes? Very nice. Initiated name is Bansi Dhari. Krishna needs no introduction. Look at that nice flute in his hand. He's playing his nice, he's the holder of the flute. Whenever we see pictures and there's a nice flute, we know it's Krishna. Bansi Dhari Das. Okay. Okay. And your initiation vows. How many rounds you chant every day? Okay. And the rules that you follow? Thinking we could add a fifth one. No arguing. We won't add it. We won't add it. Speak with your mentors. That would be an interesting vow, wouldn't it? Okay. Is there something like that in the marriage vows? Okay. Get ready. And following your husband, you'll very carefully try to live by Srila Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life. Yes? Initiated name is Shatarupa Dasi. Shatarupa is the manifested wife of Swayambhuva Manu and the mother of many incarnations of the Lord. Or those who gave birth to incarnations of the Lord, not just great devotees. So